Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk. Grain futures sharply higher on the session. Wheat leading the way as end users around the world are pretty much walking away from this just buy as we need because it's always going to be cheap to the point of, you know what, we better secure some supplies and maybe stockpile a little bit. So we're seeing buying not only here but French milling wheat recovering new prices. We have Kansas City wheat on the highs despite rains in the eastern part of the dry plain area. We have the Kansas May up 19.5 cents, 592. July Kansas up 19.25, 605. In Chicago, gains of 14 and a quarter cents, 582 and a half. On the Chicago May, Chicago July, up 13 and three quarters, 591 and a half. Now in Minneapolis, the May contract, we're getting up to the highest prices now. Also in months, we're up 11 cents at 620 and a quarter. September up 8 3/4 cents, 650 right now. Now corn, we have effectively neutered the WASDE USDA crop report from January where they crashed the price of corn. We're back to where we were pre-crash. And so corn for May, of course, courtesy of very good, strong exports, again this morning above 2 million metric tons. These talk and conversation that we're seeing a front-loading in corn, no, that's getting a little old. We're actually selling a lot of corn. It was cheap. The world is taking it. The USDA is going to have to up our exports and lower the carryout on this. And, of course, crude oil, over $80 a barrel right now. That is exciting the ethanol and biofuel industry. We have soybean oil bolting to new multi-year highs here, up 2 1/4 cents a pound here, up at 65.83 on May bean oil. That has the soybeans for May up 9 cents, 11.78 and a half. July up 9 cents, 11.92. November up 7.5 cents, 11.38 and a half, knocking on their prior highs. At heartlandinvest.com, we have some hedging ideas as we approach these levels up here. Over in the corn, up 9 1/4, 4.53 and a quarter. The July up 8 3/4 cents, 4.62 and a quarter. New crop December, I believe this is a new contract high. Anybody who's pre-sold new crop corn, you got a loss on your hedges. We're up 7 cents right now, 4.77 and a quarter on December corn as that market looks to need to be higher. The cost of fertilizer to finish the rest of planting and top dressing is going to get very expensive, and that December corn just, it doesn't work. You know, the trade doesn't want to produce corn. It wants to produce something else. That'd be soybeans. If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast, and you need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out at heartlandinvest.com. Call us, 701-222-0221. Cattle trade, mixed right now. Live cattle barely higher in the day. Feeder cattle a bit softer as it plays that follow the stock market look. The box beef pretty much quiet, down 10 cents on choice today, up 56 cents on the select. Cash trade obviously will hold out till tomorrow afternoon. Currently, April cattle up 12 cents, 238.47. June up 15, 234.527. Feeder cattle March, index is down today. I think it's around 368 off less than half a dollar, but we're down 75 cents on the March board, 363.17. April feeders off $1.32, 359.42. August feeders down 95 cents, 355.80. November off $1.17, 349. Hogs also sharply lower by $1.50 on April, 95.57. June down $1.17, 110.02. Gold and silver tumbling as the dollar index is up 50 cents at 99.24. We're off 50 bucks on April gold, 50.84. May silver down $1.21, 81.96. Bitcoin for the March contract off $2,295, 71,150 bucks there. And crude oil, obviously new multi-year highs. We're up $6.02. 80.70 as end users are rushing to forward buy supplies. Gasoline April up 16.5 cents a gallon, $2.67 3/4. Diesel fuel for May up 33 cents, $3.62 1/2. Any questions? You can always find us at heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.